We went outside and walked Miss Viola to her car. Slim had his hands pushed deep into his pockets and continued to rattle his coins. Viola opened the car door and turned to Slim with a smile.
Well, Slim, thanks for fixing my car.
He laughed at that. Well, I didn't do much, as you noticed.
You got shocked.
It don't take much brains to get shocked, Viola. But at least we found the problem. And thanks again for the shearing. You're a good haircutter. What I mean is... He frowned and kicked at a rock. It's kind of nice getting your hair cut by a lady. Her eyes lingered on him as though she expected more. When it didn't come, she filled her lungs with air and looked up at the sky.
Well, isn't this a beautiful day? Spring is such a wonderful time of year. It almost makes you want to kick up your heels and dance, doesn't it?
Slim gave his head a nod. Yeah, it's mighty nice. The old cows have slicked off and are picking up weight. Horses are feeling frisky and...
I didn't hear the rest of what he was saying because at that very moment it dawned on me that Miss Viola had left her door open. And she and Slim weren't paying any attention.
If Slim wanted to spend the rest of his life talking about the cows, that was okay with me, but I had a better idea. I slipped into the stealthy crouch mode, and in the blink of an eye, I had sneaked myself into Miss Viola's car, on the floor between the seats, where I became virtually invisible. The car door slammed. The motor started. We were driving away and I found my thoughts turning to sardines. I mean, the car was closed up and kind of warm, and there's a certain malady called car sickness, which I had never thought much about until... Remember all that oil in the can of sardines? It had tasted delicious the first time around, but now... In a hot, stuffy car that was swaying back and forth. Fellers, I had a serious problem on my hands. Getting sick on sardines in the back seat of a lady's car was no way to impress the lady. I knew that, and yet... How far was it to her house? 5 miles? I sure hoped she would chunk the coal to that car, because I was beginning to suspect...
All at once, I heard her voice.
Oh, you silly old maid. You should have known he wouldn't ask you out, so why did you throw yourself at him like a common hussy? Oh, I'm so embarrassed and humiliated. I'll never go to a dance for the rest of my life. I'll just stay home and rot.
It appeared that she was talking... Well, to herself. And then, you won't believe this, she started singing.